Another deadly shooting involving federal immigration officers this weekend is raising more questions about officer training, notably whether they are or should be wearing body cameras. NPR's Homeland Security correspondent Jimena Bustillo is here to talk about it with us. Hey, Jimena.
Hey, Scott.
So, big question. Are immigration officers mandated to wear body cams?
So the short answer is no. And because there is no law mandating the universal use of body cameras, a lot of this has come down to policy choices. So in 2021, Congress did mandate that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, design a pilot program for body-worn cameras. A 2024 report then says the agency was expecting that body cameras would be implemented agency-wide by September 2025. This was a part of a broader Biden administration effort to expand the use of body cameras to federal law enforcement. But Trump rescinded those efforts when he came into office.
Why not mandate body cams?
So the Department of Homeland Security has long said that there are physically not enough body cameras to supply the tens of thousands of officers doing immigration enforcement. And this point is made time and time again, including in court this fall by Justice Department attorneys representing the Trump administration. Now, it's important to remember that there are two separate agencies working together here. We have ICE and we have Customs and Border Protection. And both are parts of DHS, though each have their own training and policies. Now, in recent court filings in Minneapolis, Border Patrol Deputy Incident Commander Kyle Harvick said CBP personnel who have been given and trained on how to use body cameras have been instructed to wear them. But Border Patrol's policy also allows for agent discretion to not use them if the camera should impede on public or officer safety or create physical limitations. Now, the agent who shot 37-year-old Alex Preddy was with Customs and Border Protection, and a DHS official confirmed to me that there is body camera footage from multiple angles, which investigators are currently reviewing. Now, let's talk about ICE. At this time, body-worn cameras have not been implemented for ICE officers working out of the Enforcement and Removal Operations St. Paul office. Mm-hmm. Some of those are, you know, the people who are assigned to work out of that field office, and others are the thousands that have been brought in. Now, that's according to Samuel Olson, the field office director for ICE, in a declaration filed in court last week. And he says the office physically does not have any body cameras.
Could Congress play a role here?
So any such mandate would need to come from Congress. The House recently passed a spending bill that would provide DHS with $20 million for cameras. But the bill only mandates the money be spent. It does not mandate the use of the cameras. And now the broader package is in limbo. Senate Democrats are seemingly more resistant to passing the package, which would fund the entire federal government.
To what extent, big picture, are cameras useful?
You know, following the two deadly shootings in Minneapolis of U.S. citizens by immigration officers, the administration has been quick to defend their actions and provide very specific descriptions of the incidents. In both cases, the claims have been refuted by bystander testimony and video. So in the case of Alex Preddy, officials said that he attacked immigration officers and brandished a gun. But bystander video and testimony contradict this. Cameras are mostly helpful in an incident after it has occurred, and agencies are conducting their internal investigations. The investigation into Preddy's death is being led by the Homeland Security Investigations, which is a division of ICE, and supported by the FBI. Customs and Border Protection will also be doing its own internal investigation.
That is NPR's Jimena Bustillo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.